as we have heard from other distinguished speakers on mysticism, coming to Hinduism, the word mysticism itself, I have to see what it refers in terms of the Sanskrit language, because the Hinduism itself is referred as Sanatana Dharma, the body of knowledge which deals with eternal principles, everlasting principles of life. So borrowing the etymology of mysticism by John's book, Mu refers to silence, and Stism or Siko refers to certain secret knowledge, secret in the sense that those who are ready for it will understand or receive and understand it. I think that fits in well with what I'm going to share as mysticism of Sanatana Dharma or Hinduism. Dharma itself refers to principles that hold and protect all of us together. When I mean all, not just the human species, the nature and the elements of nature, the whole cosmos. So whatever that holds all of this as a connected one thing, or one big thing, and that's what we call as dharma. Now, our goal is, we all can experience certain things in the relativistic world. The three ontological entities that we have is I, as an individual, or any one of you, as an individual. Then the world, which consists of all other individuals, and the nature. And of course the question is, what we call as God, or what is known as God, which is something that one has to experience or realize or become connected to. So this is where the Hindu scriptures or Hindu sages or Hindu mystics talk about. So it is like the body that we have is used as a ladder, the body-mind complex, if you will. Then we have to go beyond these body-mind experiences, like going up on the ladder to beyond. So it is something like going into, so it is like a scientific approach or a scientific path. So a Hindu mystic also has the three topics that a normally painter would have: the topic, the experience or experiment, and the resulting experience or observation. Now, what is the point that the mystics commonly make in terms of a Hindu background? That there is an eternal, non-changing reference, what we call as the source and substratum. And that is referred as Brahman, because it is from etymologically Brahu, to encompass everything. Then the changing world, that we are all part of it. So the question is to connect the bridge. And the bridge is taking from here to there. And the bridge is open for everyone, but one has to walk through it. Now, what are the requirements for this mystical path? Very simple to tell, but very hard to achieve. Purification of mind. Simply mind has to become pure. Then materialistic contentment. Certain contentment has to occur within, because we cannot go beyond otherwise. Otherwise still we will be circling around in the materialistic tendencies. Then moral goodness. Certain intrinsic goodness has to be achieved. Then one will walk into what we call as the mystical experience or mystical realization of Brahman. Now there have been innumerable mystics, or called the sages, or we call it Rishi in Sanskrit. Rishi means one who sees. One who sees with the internal eye, with the divine insight or the internal insight that one has worked through. One has awakened from the dream of this changing world. And these mystics, who are in thousands and thousands in numbers, because I'm talking of thousands of years of information available in Hinduism, and all come back to the same thing, that yes, you know, realize that it's wonderful thing. Say enough is enough, get on to that. And they connect the bridge. They give certain artifacts in this world, because everything is Brahman. That's the final thing. There is nothing ungodly. It is only the misperception. Because we know, for example, we take our hearing, for human hearing, we know that it is only valid from 20 cycles per second to 20,000 cycles per second. But nobody says that's all it is. There is below it what we call infrasonic, there is above it what we call ultrasonic. So if I base my experience only on this little window of audible range and make judgments on that, if I don't go beyond by using other methods, so then I will have a mistaken view. So the mystics say go beyond. And it is something that everyone can do, because the qualifications are very simple. Simple in terms of what is to be told, then it is to be achieved. And they give a lot of interesting examples. We all go through three states of experiences: the wakeful state, then the dream, and the deep sleep. Now, if we keep on pondering on these experiences on a day-to-day basis we go through, this mystic says very nicely that there is a fourth state in which the so-called wakeful state, which we call as real, will become a kind of relativistically non-real. But how can one know unless one goes there? And that's where the mystics say, unless you go there, you cannot. Then, in terms of the mind-body complex, if you want to use that word, that there are five sheets that kind of describe this. The food sheet, which we are all familiar, then the vital force, what we call as the prana, which is very important, which is responsible for breathing and all activities. Then we have the mental operations, which includes the dualistic mind and intelligence and all that related. Then we have the decisive intelligence that one as I, that I referred, makes it. And then the fifth one is the bliss, which everyone is entitled to and everyone should go for in this human life. Now, where is this Brahman? A very simple example in Upanishads comes. The student goes to the teacher, in this case it happens to be son and father, and the father says, who is realized Brahman, who has seen Brahman, in order to bring the point, he says, get some seed from a fig tree. So the son brings it, breaks it open, then he sees small seeds. Then you break that seed also open, then he breaks it open again. So keep on breaking it till you cannot go further. Then as the student keeps on doing it, finally he could not go anymore. He said, what do you see there? I see nothing. Then the father said, you are telling me that nothing brings up all these big fig trees? What you have to say is, you cannot see further. That is acceptable answer. Nothing is not an acceptable answer. So the point is, one has to keep on going in and in and in, as we call the process of yoga, of which meditation is the seventh step. And one will connect to that, because one is entitled to that, because what is being connected is also within. So with this, I would like to share one or two mystical statements by mystics. Here from the Upanishads and Vedic literature, several thousands of years ago. All is changed in the world of the senses, but changeless is the Supreme Lord of Love. Meditate on Him, be absorbed in Him, wake up from this dream of separateness. Know Him to be enshrined in your heart always. Truly, there is nothing more in life to know. Meditate and realize this world is filled with the presence of God. A mystic, several hundred years ago, He is the only adorable one to me. I have none other. My tongue has cleft off impure words. It sings His glory day and night. Whether I rise or sit down, I can never forget Him, for the rhythm of His music beats in my ears. Kabir says, my heart is frenzied, and they disclose in my soul what is hidden. I am immersed in that one great bliss which transcends all pleasure and pain. Another mistake. The point is to love God as the mother loves her child, the chaste wife, her husband, and the worldly man, his wife. Join together these three forces of love, these three powers of attraction, and direct them to God. Then you will certainly see Him. Another short one. How will the mind become quiescent? Our mind becomes still by the inquiry, who am I? The thought, who am I, will destroy all other thoughts, and like the stick used for stirring the burning pie, at the end it will itself get destroyed. Then there will arise self-realization. Another mystic, one of my spiritual mentors, referring to the energy, what is referred as the Kundalini Shakti, it's a mystical term, referring to that as the mother of the universe, you are established in the inside altar in the hearts of yogis, you are adored in scriptures, you are worshipped by sages and gods, protect me always, you are the consort of the Supreme Lord. Another quick one, another spiritual mentor of mine. Who can see this Brahman? Everyone, as I said, even the blind. The blind saw it within. The dumb sang its wonderful qualities. The priceless pearl is the treasure of yogis. That all-pervading auspicious one removes all fears. And to end it, several years ago, something came through me which I would like to share, and the title is I. Which I wrote it and I thought of, seems mystical to me itself. Pleasure and pain are because of I and mine. What is this I? And who am I? And what is mine? From when did I start feeling this I wonder. I feel the past, present and future, but still I ponder. Is it that I exist all the time and everywhere, and for some time I get this mind and body of I? Why not I mean infinity, not just anyone or me? Why is that I do not fully understand me, but eager to understand he and she? Is it the same I in me and we? If not, let the I in we become I in me. O God, show me the I as only you can, because I was born and you are the creator. Thank you.